Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a believer, I couldn't
Welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Jenny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. It's another wonderful Wednesday night here in Central Florida.
And I couldn't hear you there for a minute, but now
I
hear you.
I know, I couldn't hear me either. Well, here at the Christian Psychic Cafe, we're kicking off our new season.
Yes, we are.
And it's 2014. We're looking forward to a great year.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to change the format of the show just a little bit. We're going to include some things for Central Florida.
And we live in Central Florida.
Right.
And we like to go and have adventures all the time. So we explore all these places on the weekends, and we want to tell you about it.
Right. And there's some amazing things. And, you know, we've gotten calls. We've had Adventure Saturday for a couple of years
yes,
now.
Yes, we have.
And we've gotten calls from people saying, well, how did you find these places? How do you hear about them? Is there, like, a website you can go to? And there's really not. I mean, you kind of go to Google, and you can type in unusual, different, unique, newest fad, et cetera. For instance, one of the things that I would like to see, and I haven't been able to locate one, is an underground bunker here in Florida.
Interesting.
Wouldn't
I don't know how there could be. There's so much sand and the water table so high.
Right.
You'd probably be swimming.
Probably, but I would think somewhere there's something like
that. And that's
it.
Possible.
I wonder. So that's my next thing to search. But we are going to be going to the Al Capone house.
Yeah.
We have sent some information out to the owner who is currently not in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go out to the Mom and Pa Barker house where Ma Barker and her sons had the shootout, which is
pretty cool.
We have some other things. We're going to be going to local businesses and hot spots.
Oh, yeah. There's some neat places in Central Florida that I'm sure nobody's heard of. That are awesome, cool places that, you know, if you're visiting here, you're going to want to see.
And we have a clue in to some of the best discounts that you can ever possibly get. I'm telling you, Jessica and I have figured out how to go to someplace neat, on the cheap, get really good food, and people around us are paying twice as much.
And they are, and it's like, wow, we really have figured out the system.
We really have. So we'll be letting you in on those tips as well. So buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a good year. We're going to have a good time. And, of course, we'll be doing mini angel readings. If you'd like to call in and get one, you could do that at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882. Perfect. And you know what else? One of the other things we want to stress on this show is we definitely want you to call in for intuitive advice and angelic help, but also if you're just looking for an opinion, maybe some advice, maybe somebody who's not involved in the situation and kind of put the story out there. I find that sometimes it helps to have two people that you can talk to who really aren't related to the situation so we can give you a true opinion.
Well, and we both definitely have opinions.
Right, exactly. Well, we do have opinions, and we've done a lot of life coach work, so we want to put that to good use. So if you're having a problem, you need to work out a solution maybe to something that's going on in your life, give us a call. We're happy to help do that.
Absolutely.
One of the things we wanted to talk about tonight is happiness and how to be happy, because so many times people are not happy. And it's not because they don't want to be. They desperately want to be. They don't know how to be. And so we're going to really dedicate some of our show to that tonight, because there are scientific proven ways that have been proven scientifically, the correct way, where you can actually create happiness in your life where you didn't think there was any.
And alcohol's not involved.
And alcohol is not involved, exactly. Although alcohol does tend to make it a lot more lively.
That is true.
But, no, it's true that there are scientific ways to promote happiness in your life that you can take steps starting today that will alter your future so that you then have a positive outlook on your life. And
well, I think that's great. And this time of year, everybody's kind of down in the dumps. Holidays are over. I think that's awesome.
It's true, and it makes it hard because we have a lot of times people who after the holidays, like you said, they're down in the dumps, And they start to think, wow, all the excitement from the holidays is over. Family's back, you know, gone back out of town, back
right.
to where they live. And they get lonely. And so this is a nice way for people to kind of boost themselves up in terms.
Yeah, give you that ray of sunshine that,
that
you sometimes
exactly.
don't get this time of year.
Now, I want to talk about sunshine, rain, sleet, and snow. Who has that slogan?
Mailman?
The mailman, that's right. Jessica brought something to my attention that blew my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, blew my mind.
And how I came across it, I have absolutely no idea.
I don't know how you did, but it's really quite fascinating. I don't know if, you know, we all use, you know, we want to get a letter out, Christmas cards. We
right.
all sent what?
The mailman.
The mailman, right? Through the United States Postal, Parcel Post. Well, you also send FedEx. You also send UPS. But let's take it all the way back to the early 1900s. As a matter of fact, the U.S. Parcel Post Service began January 1st of 1913. I don't know if anybody knew that. I just somehow assumed it was earlier than that, prior to.
So I guess the Pony Express wasn't the Postal Service.
No. No, it was a pony, and it was express.
Well, the Pony Express, they were delivering mail by pony.
Right, but
right.
it wasn't the U.S. Parcel Post Service.
Really?
No, it was Pony Express. That's why it was called Pony.
I know it was the Pony Express.
But I know. I thought the Pony Express was the U.S.
Was
Parcel
the,
Post.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with you. Apparently not. So it officially started January 1st, 1913. And the regulation stated that packages could not weigh more than 50 pounds, but it didn't necessarily preclude the sending of children. And this is, Jessica saw this the other day. And on February 19th, 1914, the parents of a four-year-old, the child's name was May Pierstoff, she was mailed from Grangeville, Idaho, to her grandparents in Lewiston, Idaho. And by mailing her, it was less expensive than buying her a train ticket.
Can
and there's
you
literally
imagine?
A picture of a mailman with a big canvas bag and this child sticking out. And the little girl had to wear 53 cents worth of postal stamps on her jacket.
That's so unbelievable.
I mean, that is, you know, and she traveled the train's main mail compartment. And people, they weren't the only ones who have done it. Many others had done it as well. But after hearing of all the examples, the Postmaster General issued a regulation against sending children by mail. But, you know, it's kind of amazing when
that's
you think
bizarre.
Of that.
Okay, they just dump her in the middle of the mailroom
can
all by herself.
Can you imagine a little child who's less than 50 pounds
oh my God.
And giving it to a mailman? Don't
no.
look if you ever saw the child again. It blows my mind that number one, it could happen, and number two, that any kind of postal service or any kind of government entity would take possession of a child like that and say, hey, no problem, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Pierstoff, we're going to go ahead and mail your kids. Can you imagine?
No. You know how crazy we are with our kids. Can you imagine,
right.
Okay, honey, I'm mailing you to Grandma's house.
I would never.
Bye. See ya.
You're out of here. I mean, think about the vacations we could take if we could mail our children. Think about
this,
though.
We would save so much money.
Right? Mail your children to Hawaii. I'd mail myself as well. I mean, although I have a feeling we would break the 50-pound rule, so we'd be in trouble. But still, can you imagine?
No.
I mean,
no. I just can't even believe they actually did it. Can you imagine the mailman going, what the heck?
And then who fed the child? I mean,
probably nobody.
I mean, and a 50-pound child might need a diaper change and a less than 50 pounds, right? So I don't know. I was just so disturbed by that. When you told me about it, I had to look it up. I looked it up, and you are correct, and it's really kind of shocking. So there you go.
There you go. That's the weirdest fact that I've ever come across.
Well, let's hope that I'm going to chalk it up to American ingenuity because, you know, Americans are well known for finding loopholes in everything, and they certainly found a loophole.
Only Americans would mail their children.
You know, and I was speechless. When I saw it, I was like, no, this is so wrong.
Well, I thought it was
levels.
A joke, and I saw the picture of the mailman
yeah.
with a baby, and I'm like, no, this could not be real.
Well, as a matter of fact, that picture that you saw is now in the Smithsonian Institute.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, in the Smithsonian, which, you know, God bless. Go figure.
And I wonder if that child survived, I'm assuming.
Well, since they wrote about it, I'm going to assume the answer is yes.
Yes.
I'm going to assume the answer is yes. But let me ask you another question. Here we are through the holidays. Did you enjoy the holidays?
I did. Had a wonderful time. Seems like they were so long ago.
It does. As a matter of fact, I'm being chastised now because I have not taken down my Christmas tree nor my ornaments.
Which is bizarre.
Right. And I don't until my husband's birthday is on February 2nd, and I usually wait till his birthday to take it down.
Why?
I love Christmas.
Okay, but if you set it up like the weekend after Thanksgiving, then you have it for an entire month.
See, I'm good with 60 days of Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I like that.
I know, because I came in your house the other day, and I'm like, you still have stockings up. You still have all your little villages.
Yep, everything's still up. And I'm going to have to break it all down, but I'm not ready to do that yet. And
you sure you just don't like taking it down? Maybe
that
it's not the Christmas thing?
That might be a very big part of that. I'm not saying it's not. It might be a very big part of that. I think that Christmas is, I like the lights, and I think that's why I like Las Vegas and New York. I like lights.
Oh, that could be. But, you know, you could leave a tree with lights up. Some people do that. Not a Christmas tree, just a tree with lights. You know what I'm saying?
Somehow that would seem weird to me.
Oh, it's weird. It's almost February, and you still have your Christmas tree.
Maybe I'm just hoping someone will stick more presents under there. You never know, you know. I want to tell everybody, one of the things I got for Christmas, okay, now, and I honestly, this is so true. I got an electric bicycle, and my concept was I want to ride the electric bike, and I want to ride more than I normally ride, so if I get tired, I could just, you know, crank up the speed on the electric bike. Well, this made sense to me. It was you pedal on your own, and then when you need to crank up the speed, it takes you. Like, you don't even have to pedal.
So it's like a motorcycle.
Okay, since you've been saying that nonstop since I got it. Okay, but it's not. But anyway, so okay. I thought it was such a great
idea. But in essence, it is.
In essence, it's like a scooter.
Okay.
I'll give you that, okay? But it looks like a bicycle. And when
it
you
does.
Have
it
those,
looks like a bike.
You really can't tell it's electric if I have those satchels on the back.
No, you really can't
you
tell.
Really, no. But the problem is the bike weighs 90 pounds. And so, like, you're used to pedaling your bike. Now you're pedaling all this extra weight.
Wow.
It's a heavy bike, and if I add the extra battery, yeah. It's,
so it's probably even better exercise because it's like having weights.
Well, initially I thought that, but, okay, so here's the thing. The hum of the motor is very, very light, but you can hear it.
Like a bee?
It's almost like a, yeah, like a bee. There you go. Wow, that's good. Okay, so the hum is very light, but my theory is if I pass anyone, I don't want them to know I'm using the electric part.
You could hum really loud.
Or play my iPhone music really loud. But what I started doing is every time I pass somebody, I would pedal, so I ended up pedaling like 20 miles all like on my own because I was on a crowded trail and I didn't want anyone to hear it was a motor. So my knees were so sore.
Oh, that's so
and
funny.
My left knee swelled up because I overdid it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like, and my husband's like, okay, you got an electric bike.
It's electric for a reason.
And I wouldn't use it. And so it really defeated the whole purpose. So my suggestion is do not buy an electric bike unless you're going to actually use the electric part.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're pushing 90 pounds of metal that you don't need to be pushing.
They need to make that electric part lighter, battery.
They can. That one's not lithium, and that's the problem.
Oh, there you go.
But the lithium batteries are about $300-$400 versus this battery, which is about $115.
Well, that's a big difference.
So there is a big difference.
But if the weight difference is substantial, it'd be worth it.
It is. And you're looking at, you know, you can get, you know, much less, like, titanium frame bikes that are much less, you know, much way less. But they cost about $2,500. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so I like my little $600 bike here. It's a good
Leave it up to you to get a bike with a motor.
I know. It was, and you know what? I'm going to be tooling around on it. We got to go.
I never heard of one of these before you. I didn't even know they existed.
They exist, and you want to know something? You don't realize how many people own them because now that I know what to look for.
Well, and I will look around because it looks just like a bike.
It looks just like a bike, except the handlebar, you can see on the right side, there's the throttle.
Looks almost like a motorcycle handles.
Yeah, it does a little bit. It has the throttle
on
it.
How fast does it go?
15 miles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can just zoom past everyone.
I was riding with the kids, and they couldn't keep up. I was like, that's a shame. No, that's awful. No, so it's pretty cool, but really, it devastated my knee, so I had to take some time off of it, which is so embarrassing that I had to. I didn't want people to know I was on an electric bike. Yet I was, so I pedaled this extra heavy 90-pound bike, messed up my knee in the process because I wanted an electric. I mean,
yeah.
It just defeated the entire purpose.
Well, how would you know? You would not know until
know.
You tried it.
So there you go. Special shout-out to RIP Hunters out in Orlando as well. They got a 10-show episode commitment for their paranormal show.
Oh, awesome.
They have now ventured out to different states. They're in.
Are they really?
I wish I could tell you all the states. They're in Atlanta. They're in New Orleans. I forget the different states.
Oh, so they're traveling.
Yeah, but congratulations to them. That's really good.
Yeah, that's
really
exciting.
Cool.
Good for them.
And Celtic Cammy has now committed to do a show. I think it's on NBC starting this fall.
No way.
She will be on a show.
That's exciting.
A paranormal show, so thumbs up to her, too. So really exciting. I'm really happy for them because, you know, when you do this, you don't always become recognized.
Right.
So it's kind of like, I would say being a mom is kind of a thankless job.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one ever pats you on the back when you've been up with your child, you know, all night long. Because
yeah, it's a good job, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough job. And no one ever says, wow, you did great, A+. We graded you, and this
mm-hmm.
semester you got all A's. You know, you kind of have to just know that you're doing a good job. And it's the same thing when you are helping people in paranormal situations.
Right.
Like we have done so many times. Which reminds me, it's New Year, so this is the time to sage your houses and to do your hedge prayer protection around your homes. If you don't have it, you can go to my website, drginny.com, drginny.com, and you can pull that off of the website. And you'll be able to say the hedge prayer protection. And Jessica's going to explain to you now how the best way to sage is.
Well, Jessica needs
that.
To do her house, too.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it.
I have not done mine. I can't even remember.
Let's do it this weekend if we have time.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, you say the hedge prayer protection before you enter the home, and you go from room to room with sage, and you say the prayer in each room, and you sage each room completely. Close each door as you go, and you leave the front door open to let any kind of energy out. And it's pretty basic. It's pretty easy, and it's usually very successful. And if you have any negative feel in your home, definitely makes it go away.
Makes a lot of sense to do that. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and take one of these callers here, and then we're going to talk about how to put happiness in your life. So I've got a caller calling from 907 with a prefix of 942. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, this is Carrie.
Well, hi, Carrie. How are you?
Well, hanging in there. I've moved, and it's just been difficult, and nothing has gone as planned, and I'm still looking for a job. And
ooh, that's
things
not
have
good.
Just been kind of yucky.
It sounds kind of yucky. Tell me what part of the country you're calling from.
Central Oregon.
Okay, Central Oregon.
Yeah, I just moved here from Alaska.
Okay.
A couple months
ago. So let me ask you this. Was the move, I know we've spoken to you before,
yes.
As I recall, but let me ask you this. Was the move smooth? And it was difficult once you got there, or was it not smooth at all the way through?
For the most part, it got difficult once we got here.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. I'm feeling like the move itself wasn't difficult. It was once you got to the location that it became more difficult. Is it because you had trouble finding jobs?
That's a piece of it, but both of my children are struggling and having very different difficulties of their own.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the whole job thing, money would solve some of that, but not all of it.
No, money can't solve everything. We all know that. Do you think that perhaps that some of what's going on with your children is location because they're coming into something new and they're having anxiety?
With my 14-year-old, yes. With my oldest, he's... We're not sure what's up with him.
Well, he's totally shut down.
He came a month after I did.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like he totally shut down.
By a doctor. Yeah.
What's that?
He ended up in the hospital after I left Alaska, and the hospital actually got him to the airport to send him down about a month after I came down.
Was it depression?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because that's
what
I was
saying. He had been living in the woods, and it sounded like things were really bad for him the last few weeks he was there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that I'm going to tell you is that he is on medication now, correct?
Actually, I just took him to the doctor today, and they put him on a blood pressure medication because he has a kidney disease that affects his blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. But they haven't been treating him for the depression?
No, and when I've talked to him about getting treatment for that, he has a fear that he will misuse that type of medication.
I understand. Does he hear voices?
You know, I think he does, but he doesn't. It's not something he really talks about. When I ask him, you know, questions like, do you feel okay? Are you just tired? He gets
mm-hmm.
really angry.
Yeah, because
I suspect
the one
he does.
Thing that I'm sensing is that he hears, as they say, he hears voices. And I think that he probably needs to see a mental health counselor. I'm just saying, you know, again, I'm not allowed to answer medical questions on this show.
Right.
And I'm not. I'm just merely suggesting that since I'm getting that he hears voices and you kind of think that he probably does too.
You know, he did make a comment a couple weeks ago about he sees dead people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is he intuitive?
In a way, he... Yes, it seems to run in the family, but the way he said it, it wasn't like a positive gift type of thing. It had a really negative feel to it.
You know, I'm going to tell you that just about anybody who has that gift doesn't always think it's positive. I mean, Jessica and I were talking about that. You know, I have children that are very intuitive and have different blessing spiritual gifts, one does see
mm-hmm.
spirits. And because obviously we're so open to it and she feels able to talk about it, it was never a struggle for her. But I have to be frank, I can't imagine growing up and no one talking about it and the sudden realization that you see spirits and thinking there's something wrong with you. Or maybe it's a bad thing because nobody else sees it, so maybe there's something, i.e., wrong with me. I'm doing hand quotes. You just can't say it. So,
air quotes.
Yeah, there you go. I think that could possibly be it, but I'm getting he hears voices. I would love for him to call sometime so I could talk to him for 5 minutes because I'll be able to pick up if he's intuitive. I would think in the hospital they did put him under a psych eval, didn't they?
Yes, and they actually got a court order to hold him. Then they transferred him to a different hospital in Anchorage, and then that hospital, the psychiatrist talked to him and released him to the airplane to come down here where I'm at.
With the commitment that you would be taking and seeking further treatment, correct?
Actually, they gave him a list of stuff to do and told him, here, we think you should do this. It was more of a suggestion than you have to.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you
just
think
getting
that
him
it was
to go into the doctor. What's that?
Because, you know, sometimes I think it's easier for them to release and get them out of the state, do you know what I mean, than to have
mm-hmm.
to actually deal with it. And I think it's really important that he does get a psych eval here because I'm telling you, if he's hearing voices, I don't feel it's, let's put it this way. I think it might be in his best interest to get a psych evaluation because there are medications for those kind of things.
Right.
Okay, now I'm not saying he doesn't see spirits. He very, very strongly possibly can. But I'm also feeling that there's another element to this, and let's be safe rather than sorry, because you know what I'm saying?
I do, and I've been trying to get him to go, and his little brother has an appointment tomorrow, so hopefully after he goes to his appointment and comes back and says, it sounded all scary and bad, maybe he'll be willing to There you go. Little brother's
I'm
example.
I'm going to throw a word out there. Has anybody mentioned schizophrenia?
One of the counselors who saw at the hospital said that, but she kind of threw it out there before they even really had a full conversation.
Mm-hmm,
and she based that on having met my younger son a couple months earlier.
Okay, I understand completely. And again, just because I'm saying these things, I cannot make a diagnosis. I'm not trained
right.
or licensed to do so, but I do feel that when a person's reaches a point where they can't stand what's going on in their head and they have to remove themselves from society for lots of different reasons, that means that mental illness is at play here. And mental illness
mm-hmm.
is nothing but a chemistry problem in the brain, okay, in most cases. He may be lacking certain things that we can give him as a pill that's synthetic that will replace what he's missing, and now he's great again. Do you see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Don't look at it as, oh, boy, this could be a problem. It very well may not even be any of those things that I just said, but I'm getting the voices, and I don't normally get that unless, you know, there's something like that at play, and I do believe there is. So I would say to you, get that
okay.
checked out, okay? But he's going to be okay so long as you, they're telling me he's going to be okay, so long as you go ahead and get that checked out. That is important, though, okay?
Okay,
for
so
you,
I just need to...
And your other
keep
son.
Presenting it to him that there is help if he so wants it, and I will help him get it, which is what I've been doing. So you're
exactly.
just confirming I need to keep doing that.
Well, and you need to let him know that, you know, you're happy to provide a roof over his head and food on the table, but that, you know, in order to for you to provide these things, in exchange, he needs to go get this evaluation to rule out things. If nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that he's such a strong intuitive. See, it's just really hard to tell because I'm getting the voices, and without talking to him personally, I can't tell you. But, he could be just a really strong intuitive, and those are the voices that I'm hearing. But I'm sensing that, you know, it needs to be looked at for everyone's protection, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. All right, now, what are you going to do about your job?
I'm waiting to hear back on a couple interviews.
Okay.
And I have another interview coming up on the 29th and a job application I have filled out. It's a state application. It's really long, so I had to set it down last night. I'm going to go back to it a little bit later this evening and finish filling it out.
Good, good. Give me the initials of the three different jobs that you think you're going to get or at least hoping to get.
CPS.
Okay.
And then the other one, I don't know what all the, it would be long. It's Senior and Disability Services.
Okay. And then is there anything else? Well, it doesn't have to be. That's going to be the one.
There's two jobs I have applied for in each of those categories.
Okay.
And
that's
two of them I've interviewed for, and I'm still doing the application. Another one, the interview is coming up.
Okay.
But they're in three different towns between the four of them.
Fantastic. Good, good. Well, all I know is that it's going to be that second one. I got a very strong, very positive yes on that, so that's the one it's going to be.
Okay.
Okay, so that'll be a good thing. How's the weather?
There is so much freaking sunshine here, it's annoying. After being on an island in Alaska, all this sun here, it gets annoying. The weather here, I never realized all that bad weather I got used to. It has some character, some personality. The weather here, it has no personality.
Because it's just sunshine. That's so funny. You know, they're making a reality show about the last frontier, Alaska. Is a reality show. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's about people that live on an island in Alaska. It's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've... Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it, and I think that's one of the little islands out a ways from where I was.
Well, I was watching it, and I decided that if I had to have an outhouse permanently, that's a no-go. Let me just say
I'm thinking if my car tires freeze to the ground, an outhouse in the middle of winter, not a good idea.
I hadn't even thought about
that. Oh, your car tires freeze to the ground.
If your car tires freeze to the ground, can you imagine being stuck in your own outhouse and having to call for help?
How embarrassing would that be?
I guess a tin can and a string, right? That would not be
gross.
Kari, that would not be good. You know that. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah. We won't take that thought any further. But listen, don't worry. You're going to get the job, and your son's going to be okay once he agrees to talk to some people and get to the cause of the problem, so you can find a solution. Because I feel like this is just he's on what I call needs based, which means he needs something based on what's going on, but he doesn't want to go out and get the help. I think he's a little afraid of what they might say. And he also doesn't want to be misdiagnosed, and I understand that. But I would really like him to talk to somebody, because I really feel like maybe they could even discount that so that he could feel better. And then he'll know, okay, it's not that at least, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, now one last question. He's not wearing a... tinfoil cap, is he?
No, he's wearing his brother's beanie. It's like three different colors.
Okay. All right, good. Okay. I saw a cap. I wanted to make sure. Okay. Very good.
No, it's funny. His brother's beanie is like really big on him, too, which is funny because he's the big brother, but... Yeah.
That's okay. It's kind of, you know what, it makes him happy, and that's all that matters. I think what he needs more than anything else right now is unconditional love, and you're the only one who can provide that for him. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Listen, good luck. Wait, who's smoking marijuana? Who has the history with marijuana?
Him, my oldest.
Okay. I just got the biggest scent of it, and unless Jessica just lit up, which I'm pretty sure
she
did.
Wow, no, not me.
No. Okay.
I think you'd notice.
Yeah, I think I would have noticed, really. So I just smelled it. That's why I asked. So that was one of his issues, eh?
And that is the lesser of all of the evils, and that's the one I told him, I don't care, don't do it in my house.
Yeah,
but don't be doing anything else, or we're going to have problems.
Well, exactly. But you see, he's self-medicating. That's why I think he's trying to get away from his feelings, his thoughts, his anxieties. He needs to get in to see a mental health worker. I know they have a program, and I'm sure you are eligible for it. You just need to get him in there, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Listen, thank you so much for calling in tonight, okay?
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless, and stay on. Finish listening to this show, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye now. Well, that was Kari from a very cold, sunshiny state. Oregon, didn't she say?
And it's sunshiny all the time. That's funny because we live in Florida.
Yeah.
Talk about the sunshine state. And me, I can't live where it's not sunny. I'm like a plant. If I don't have sun, I really die.
You know, they just came out with a new study that said sunshine is really important for your arteries because they expand when you're in the sunshine, so you have a lower risk for heart attack.
I knew that.
See? So I explained this to my husband, who then told me, great, then you'll just die of skin cancer.
Wow,
said,
positive
okay,
thinking.
No. And then, of course, our chiropractor, remember, said that you're not supposed to use...
Sunscreen
because the
UV protection
gives
you
cancer. So can you win? I think we're supposed to maybe wrap ourselves in paper bags and, I don't know, roll around. I don't know what. How are you? It's no matter what you do, there's something wrong with it.
Well, and the thing is, they find something wrong with everything. So you just have to live your life as healthy as you can and just try to be
happy.
And
that's important, except for something I take issue with. And I'm going to talk about this right now because I really take issue with this. Okay, you tell me if I'm right, wrong, or absolutely on the money. Okay. All right. Back in the day, okay, when people used to wear stretchy pants, they were for fat people, right?
Right.
Okay. Nothing. I'm not being offensive here. I'm a fat person, so I can say that. Okay. Stretchy pants were for people who wanted comfort, okay?
Right.
And so my mother used to wear stretchy pants. I don't know
my
if your mother
wore
stretchy,
stretchy pants.
A lot of mothers wore them because they were comfortable because they stretched. Well, apparently that wasn't selling enough, so now they put the word yoga in front of them.
I love yoga pants.
Why do you like yoga pants?
Because they're cute and they're not full pants. They're kind of shorter.
And they're stretchy, right?
And they're stretchy.
And they're stretchy. So I just thought it was so funny because, I mean, the brilliant marketing person
mm-hmm.
who put the word yoga in front of those pants, brilliant.
And everybody has them.
Do you know how many millions and millions and millions of pairs of yoga pants were sold? And how many people are really doing yoga? Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, my theory is this. If you did any kind of exercise 3 months prior or 3 months after getting your yoga pants, they're yoga pants. But if you don't, they're fat lady pants. That's what they are. That's it.
But they look really good on thin people.
Well, of course they look good on thin people. And you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to get into, I mean, a comfortable pair of slacks.
Oh, yeah.
Have a little give. Oh,
because I've been wanting to buy a pair for me.
Now
that you bring that up, I'm like, oh, I wanted to buy a pair.
Well, all you, but.
And that would be because then I can, when I get home from work, I could just put them on and be so comfortable.
And be so comfortable, exactly, because they're stretchy pants. But now that they're called yoga pants, I mean, brilliant. I just love people that are brilliant marketers, and that was a brilliant marketing
That
toy.
Was brilliant. Well,
that
maybe initially
yeah.
they used them for yoga, and then it kind of took off from there.
Sure, we can go with that. I mean, they're the same pants. But here's the thing, though. If you exercise and it promotes you to exercise, then you truly do own yoga pants because it's for the right
yeah, but
reason.
Then they're like exercise pants. They're not for yoga. Yoga is yoga.
Well, aren't you starting to do yoga?
I want to. I haven't actually officially yet.
Yeah.
I want to.
I've been working out with exercise bands.
Good for you.
Yes, and I hurt both my legs. I was so sore. Do you know you can, I have these, yeah, I'm sure you've all seen them in the store, right? They're really, like, strong exercise
mm-hmm.
bands. And so you can do curls and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
And my arms were so sore this morning. I woke up and I went to move. I'm like, ah. And then I remembered I used them last night like crazy.
But that means it's working.
It's working. It's making me go, ah, when I get up. I don't know. No, I'm going to keep using them because they're really good. And so you can do certain yoga if you want to add more stretch to your or more tension.
Well, the idea is yoga is supposed to be good for
gentle.
Everyone.
Yes.
And it's supposed to help your breathing, and all the deep breathing that you do with yoga and all the positions keeps you limber and
yes.
in good shape throughout your life.
And it's important because it doesn't overstress your joints either.
Right,
and
right.
so
it's
good
gentle.
For 5 to 500-year-old people. And if you're 500 years old, you should call into the show right now because
I want to see you doing yoga.
I invented fire and now yoga. Okay, I'm going to get
Well, I found out tonight that you can lose weight through acupuncture.
I've heard that too.
Yes.
Who's getting it done?
No, we had an insurance presentation today,
oh.
and the insurance agent
mm-hmm.
said she lost a lot of weight that way.
Did she really?
And she was thin.
Did they stick pins in her tongue?
I don't think so. I think you go to those pressure points that
yeah,
are
acupressure,
like
sure.
whatever.
It makes sense though when you think about
it. Does.
I had acupuncture once on my back.
Yeah, I know. You didn't really like it.
I felt like I got hit by it. I was fine there. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Got done. I'm like, this is a piece of cake. Went home 2 hours later, thought I got hit by a Mack truck. I felt like I had the worst flu pains I've ever
oh,
had.
Oh, wow.
But that tells me that they were probably releasing all those toxins.
Yes, all those toxins, yeah.
And I probably should have gone back, but I felt so awful. I said, I'm never going back again. And I'm kind of sorry I didn't because, I don't know, in my mind I kept thinking those needles are going into my nerves and they hurt so bad and I don't want to have a leakage.
But they're probably releasing all the bad stuff.
I'm sure. It did not help my back pain. I have to honestly say my back has been great ever
yeah.
since Reverend Jay did that healing on it. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, I do remember
him
that.
And,
what?
She used to call into the show. Grace. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
I told him she is. Yeah, and that really did, I have to say.
Yeah,
I give credit where credit is due. and it was due, let
wow.
me tell you. Did a marvelous job, and you notice I have not had a problem since.
That's true. I haven't thought about that.
I was thinking about it the other day. You know, we all tend to forget when somebody, you know, healing is such a predominant thing in what we do in,
yeah.
in the world of the metaphysical world. We almost take it for granted a little bit because we know healers. And,
right.
And a lot of it is having the belief of the person who is being healed, them believing wholeheartedly that they can be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe in that. And so he did that healing on my back, and I told him I felt a heating sensation. He got a call from a friend of his who is highly attuned, and she said there's a small leakage, a hole in her spinal column.
Oh, wow.
And so he said he wanted to fix it, and I said, go for it. I'm game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And next thing you know, the pains went away, and I haven't had them since, which is rather shocking.
That's awesome.
I know.
So
I
it
know.
Worked?
It worked. It's kind of,
oh,
you
there's
know,
some really talented healers out
I'm
there.
I'm
going
to have to talk
sure.
to him about this knee. I think we should go ahead and take a caller. What do you say?
I think that's a plan.
I think we should. And this caller looks like they're calling in on Skype. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well, thank
What's
you.
What's your first name?
It's Lisa.
Lisa, that's a beautiful name.
Yes.
And Lisa, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, okay. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, you know, I'm feeling that 2014 is going to be a big, big year for me
mm-hmm.
in regards to a lot of changes for me.
Okay.
And one of them is that I am looking to actually start my own business.
Okay.
And I'm not really sure as to what kind of business it's going to be. I know this sounds silly, but I really don't know what kind of business it's going to be. But I know I'm going to be doing something for myself.
Mm-hmm. I understand. And the way you know that 2014 is your year is because you've been told that and you sense it and you feel it, correct?
Yes. I do
mm-hmm.
feel it, yes. And I've been told that, yes.
I feel like it is, too. I feel like you're almost going to be rewarded in 2014 for all the good that you have done. I see that you're really big on helping others. You've given so much of yourself that sometimes you almost drained yourself completely, not only emotionally but financially.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
and
I
that's
see
not
that.
Going to happen in 2014.
Well, no, because you realize that you have to make the foundation strong, i.e. you are the foundation,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And if you're
absolutely,
not strong,
yes.
people will take advantage, and then you can't
Amen.
Help them. Right? Okay.
Amen.
And I see that
yes.
also, obviously, you have a very, very strong faith and that you pray a lot. That is true, too,
yes.
correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I'm seeing is that they're telling me you need to look a little deeper into why you want to start your own business. And that I want to ask you about that. Why are they telling me this? Because they're telling me you have to speak the truth on this. Not that you wouldn't, but... you are holding back. Why? What's the real reason you have to start your own business?
There really isn't. There, you know, because, you know, when I was married, I had my own business.
Right. Ah.
I had
okay.
It was a commercial cleaning. I had a gift basket business. And I also had a sewing business. And the thing is, it's not that I wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt pressured to do it.
Right. Okay. All right. So... I'm getting the number three. Why am I getting the number three? Did you get divorced? Does three play into that? When were you divorced?
I got divorced it was finalized in 2001. We separated.
Okay.
No, we separated in 2001. And I believe the divorce was finalized in 2002, three.
2002 or three? Okay.
Yes.
Because I'm getting a number three, and I'm wondering why that's holding significance over the fact that you want to be self-employed. I don't understand. I'm not thinking it was a divorce, because I feel like one of the reasons why you want to be self-employed is to show that you can, and you don't need to depend on anybody ever, period, because you feel like, and I'm going to say this, don't take this the wrong way.
Please do.
People frustrate you. People frustrate you because they don't have your work ethic and they work stupid. And you can't stand people who work stupid, right? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. So
yes.
That's the reason why you want to, again, I don't know where this three is coming into play. Do you have children?
I have no children.
Okay, where is this number three coming into play? I don't know why it's coming
into play. Not unless in March an opportunity opens up. Who knows?
Mm-mm. It's not
that. January, February, March.
This is connected to the past, the number three. Give me a minute. I will come up with it because they're going to give me more.
Sure.
Tell me what's you get pains in your feet or your legs?
No.
Because I'm getting a warming there. You don't have any issues with your feet?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't. You know what I call that? I call that you're being kind to me right now. You're just being nice, but I'm seeing it, so I'm going to call it like I see it. I'm getting a warming sensation by your feet. That could be calluses, corns, blisters,
corn,
feet, yeah. Tire.
Yeah.
Corn. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Corns.
Okay. Do you get them a lot?
Only if my shoes, it's like if my feet get wet.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, and
that's
why
when they come in.
This is why, like, when I already got that you were involved in the cleaning business before, I don't think they want you to be back in a cleaning business. They keep showing me the
no.
feet. Like, it's not good for you to be back in that kind of business.
Exactly.
Actually,
I would never go back into that.
No, and I don't think you should. I'm getting two things.
It's hard on you. It's hard on you. I mean, I did the heavy lifting, the
mm-hmm.
stripping
mm-hmm.
and the waxing, and for me, I think for
yeah.
a woman, it's not good. That's a man's thing.
I hear you. I make my husband do the floors in my own house because I can't do them. It's just too much on my back.
Yep.
But I will tell you
oh,
this.
Yes.
I see you in two different areas, and I don't know why they're showing me this, but you may be able to fill me in on why they're showing me this picture.
Sure.
I'm seeing that at some point in time you're involved with senior citizens, and I'm also seeing
yes.
child care, which is weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
So does that tell me about this?
You know, other readers have said the same thing about child care, and
mm-hmm.
it's like further from what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it
okay.
keeps coming up. It's like, I don't want to go there.
Well, I know,
love kids. Don't get me wrong. I love them. Love
how
them.
About this? How about, have you ever considered, and I know that's what I'm seeing here, tying the two together. What I'm talking about is working with people who maybe have elderly seniors who have cognitive impairments, Alzheimer's, et cetera. So it's, you see where they might be picking up, you know, caring for a child or child like mine? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
I'm thinking
yes.
that may come into play, and I don't know how or why, but I see you working with senior citizens.
Wow. Wow,
so
okay.
So you need to take your skills and see how that could work into something with working with seniors. And I'm not saying, I don't want you lifting. You know, I don't want you to be like a nurse's aide or something. That is not right for you.
Oh, no.
Not
no.
be good for you. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about here. This is...
Right.
I don't know. I know it sounds really weird. Transportation or recreation. I don't know what it is, but it's something working with seniors.
It could be
yeah.
working in the office. It
could be
Meals on Wheels. Yeah.
That
yeah.
absolutely could be the Meals on Wheels, yeah. That makes, because
yeah.
I was seeing transportation, so that would work.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
But
okay.
It's kind of interesting because the other thing that I'm getting here, hold on. You're kind of set in your ways, you know?
Yeah.
And let me explain. Yeah, she goes, yeah, I am. One of the things that's important is to have a little, I know that you're set in your ways because you feel like you've gained that right through all the wisdom that you have, and I understand that. But I also think that sometimes you're too quick to judge. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, okay, so if you have one thing that you can work on in 2014, it'd be to give people a chance. Don't assume
right.
because you've known somebody in a similar position and they were bad or they didn't do the right thing, that person's going to be or act the same way.
Oh, I agree with you. I don't disagree with you on that.
Okay.
I agree
okay.
with you.
Okay, very good.
Absolutely.
And again, the other thing is, see, I'm getting this. I keep getting this. You're gonna work with seniors who have memory issues. I really think it's going to be in transportation in some way, shape, or form.
Mm.
I don't listen.
Yeah, because where I live, we have something that's called the ride.
Okay.
And it's a taxi that picks people up, the elderly. It picks them
okay.
up and takes them to their, doctor's appointments or wherever it is they want to go. Yeah.
Okay.
But here we call it the ride.
The ride. Okay. You may be working with something like that. That's what I see for your future. And I see it'll be very rewarding and very fulfilling for you.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for rewarding and fulfilling.
I know.
It's not always about the money.
Don't I know it? Believe me, if it was, I wouldn't be doing this. This
yeah.
is about following, for me, it's like a ministry. I love what I do, and I love helping people. It's like the greatest joy you
yeah.
could ever have. It's like giving to give Christmas gifts every single day, so I love it. But I know that you're going to do something that's fulfilling and rewarding to you, and it will be with seniors. And I can also tell you, you're not going to have to worry about other things because you have never needed a lot anyway. Okay?
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah. There
that's very true. I'm looking at where I'm at now. I mean, in the position that I'm at now. I mean, it's enough to get me to where I need to go.
Right. Exactly. And that's it. And you know what? If you can't look yourself in the mirror and feel good about what you did that day and what you're going to be doing tomorrow, it's time to change
exactly.
what you're doing.
Exactly. Exactly. Because I work part-time nights. I do an overnight shift in retail, and I would have never thought of myself as doing anything like that.
Right.
But I know it's just for the moment.
Right, exactly. And you know what? Listen to the rest of the show because we're going to be talking about happiness. I think you've already got the key to that, which is appreciating what you have, not what you have not.
Right. Right.
But
right.
I really think right. that'll be right for you to listen to, okay?
Okay, honey. All right.
All right, sweetie.
Thank you.
Good luck. You're going to do well. Many blessings to you, okay?
Thank you. You as well. You as well. God
Thank
bless.
Thank you. Okay. Right. Bye-bye
right,
now. Well, she was super sweet, wasn't she?
She was wonderful.
Yeah, I love kind, nice people. They make me so happy.
I know. It would be nice if the world was just filled with only nice people.
You know, I read a story the other day. I think it was one of my children told me about it, let me see if I can get this right. Somebody had fallen down and couldn't get up, and people went by her, and no one tried to help her.
Aww.
Yeah, and they had to wait like a really long time before somebody.
That's so mean.
And I can't imagine walking by someone in need and not helping, unless
they look like they're going to murder you.
Yes, and then just out of safety for my children.
Right.
But if I thought, even if somebody, I saw somebody who I thought I have called, when I've walked by maybe some homeless people that I thought weren't alive anymore. Because in cities, you get that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I have called on occasion once, I remember, but because I didn't think that person was still alive.
Well, hey, I tripped in the movie theater, and they laughed at me.
What?
Remember when I tripped in the movie theater?
Yes, I remember that. Yes, that was awful. I remember. No, and a man just
the guy behind
me
just
didn't even offer to help you.
No.
I offered to help you. I was like, are you okay? I don't know.
I was going up the stairs talking, and I tripped and kind of just fell down on my knee. The guy behind me just laughed really hard and kept going.
And it wasn't funny.
That wasn't funny.
I wanted to kick him in the knees.
I mean, I was fine, but that's not the point.
No, you had a bruise on your knee.
I did have a bruise.
And you dropped your glasses. And frankly, I was so glad I didn't step on them.
Yes.
They went flying like four stairs up to where I was.
Only I could fall down going up the stairs.
Hey, are you kidding? My children them fall going up the stairs all the time. They go up to go to bed, the two of them, and we wait for them, because one of them is going to trip.
Yeah.
Every time, they always trip going. I think it's because they're trying to fight to see who can get to the landing first.
I could get that.
You know,
I wasn't fighting anyone. I was just tripping.
No,
the klutz that I am.
I'm more the kind who will help somebody cross the street. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean? And
mm-hmm.
then when you get them there, they hit you because they didn't want to cross the street. You know, I mean, many times you try to be nice. And it is true, too, that in today's day and age, sometimes when you're trying to be nice, people don't always appreciate it.
Well, some people don't take that well, unfortunately.
No, unfortunately.
But if somebody has fallen down, quite clearly needs help.
Why
would you
not
help
them? Well,
it
just turned into it because I knew one of my children had told me about it. My daughter, my older daughter, had, and you were with me that day. We were out biking,
mm-hmm.
and she had taken her skateboard on top of the causeway.
Right.
And she rode it all the way down, and had she fallen, she would have been in the hospital.
Oh,
again.
Yeah.
Well, one of her friends rode it, and she rides it on a fairly regular basis, but this particular day she was by herself. And she went down, and she was covered in blood, laying on the, you know,
mm-hmm.
on the pavement. And bikers and cyclists just went right by. No one stopped.
No
out.
Way.
No one. And she was sitting there, like, bleeding.
And that's terrible.
I mean, her entire side was bruised, her face, her head. Nobody stopped.
I think so many people are just so oblivious to what's going on around them, you know?
I don't understand it.
I don't know.
It.
I think people are too into themselves these days, you know?
Yeah.
They're thinking about themselves, their own life, their own family, and they don't look around at the world around them,
you
know?
I'm not buying that. You know, someone in need laying on the ground bleeding. I remember the day that we rode our bikes there with my daughter, and just as I saw her going and realized she, you know, I'm yelling, don't go, don't go, don't.
Mm-hmm.
And by that point, you're like, you can do it, because you knew she couldn't stop.
Right.
And I remember my heart was in my throat, and I'm saying, and instead of saying she's going to fall, I said, she's not going to fall, she's not going to fall, she's not going to fall. And she was going so fast that
mm-hmm.
the back of her board was fishtailing. Do you
remember?
Yeah,
I remember
like
that.
A truck that's fully loaded that is
yep.
going too fast down the highway. But there was a boy when we came down that trail who had fallen, and
right.
we stopped to see if he needed
yes.
help. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, I'm sorry. I don't buy that. You know, you have eyes in your head. Somebody's laying on the ground bleeding. You don't ignore it.
I'm trying to give people excuses.
You're very kind, but no, there's no excuse for that. There's a lot of things in this world there's no excuse for. Being a good human being, it takes nothing. You know, and if you're afraid, if you think it's a setup, because a lot of times people are afraid that, you know, they see somebody, you know, in the grass,
mm-hmm.
and they go to help them, and somebody grabs them.
Right.
Then drive, you know, take your bike to the next outlet and make a phone call.
Right.
Or get away from them and call the ambulance.
Right.
Please, you know, but don't ignore it. My God, what is wrong with people?
I don't know.
That could
They're
be your
all...
child laying there.
Well, right. No kidding.
It's just, anyway. It's a really bad one. Some other girl broke her shoulder on it the other day, too.
Wow.
They ought to put signs. They probably have them.
The whole thing is, I mean, should you be going down this giant steep bridge on a skateboard? I think not.
I think not, but my daughter's pretty smart, and yet she looked at it and thought, that looks like fun.
Yes, but she also is a daredevil.
Yeah, she is. You know, we used to call her stunt child when she first rode her bicycle. You know her way of stopping?
Falling off?
Worse, she'd wait till she got to a mailbox, lean over, and put her helmet into it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I had to teach her how to stop. That and all my neighbors were getting ticked off because they were getting dents in their mailboxes. So, yeah.
That's unique. I used to jump off of mine and let it crash
and let
to the ground.
Crash. Me, too. That's
yeah.
what I used to do, too, because I didn't know how to stop, you know. I don't know. 13 AP classes, and that's how this girl stopped her bicycle.
You know.
Makes you wonder.
Intelligence
maybe, obviously, level. It helped her intelligence level, right?
See, smashing her head into mailboxes, it jolted those brains into the right area.
It called her crash. That's all I'm saying. Okay, let's take the next caller. Next caller is calling in from area code 587 with a prefix of 315. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Catherine, and I'm calling from Canada.
Oh, well, hi, Catherine from Canada. I'm so glad you called. And I'm sorry you've been holding for a little bit. I apologize. How's the weather up there?
Actually good for this part of the whole. It's hovering around freezing mark, so which is good.
Oh.
It could be worse.
It's really good. I mean, yeah. I've been up there when it's been below below zero, and it's that's not pleasant.
Oh yeah.
So how can I help you?
I just can't. I'm looking for some guidance on career options.
Okay. Now I want to ask you this question. Were you involved? Okay, this is going to sound like the oddest question. Was there a man in your life that you're involved with that you're not involved with but still involved with?
An ex is trying to be still in touch with me, if that's what
yeah.
where you're going.
Yes, that is. And I know that's not what you asked me about, but the angels come through with what they come through, so I have to talk about that first because that's what they're telling me, that this person is like you were involved with somebody, you're no longer involved with them, but now you're kind of involved with them and you don't want to and you want to retreat. Is that true?
Yeah, because he only wants one thing from me and I'm not willing
yeah.
to give it to him.
Well, and let me tell you something. They're telling me it's a wise decision, so I want to tell you that. It's a wise choice because otherwise you'll end up feeling used after. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be happy because the one thing that you keep telling yourself is you want a relationship that's peaceful and healthy, and you didn't feel like that one was, correct?
True, yes.
Okay, all right. So I can change. Now I will immediately change the subject because I know that's not what you were really looking for, but it was the first thing that was coming to mind. So the next thing that I'm going to ask you about, or tell you about, actually, is you're talking about a job. Hold on. And the weird thing is, they're telling me that right now, apparently there's something you were looking to do that is not going to happen. Was there something that you were hoping that could take place, but just for whatever reason isn't going to happen right now?
I guess my goal is to be self-employed as a healer,
yeah.
but I know there's something
that
needs to
I'm
happen
sorry?
Before that happens.
Yeah. What do you want to do as a living?
Well, my background is with energy healing and all that kind of thing,
beautiful.
So I wanted to do that kind of thing, but...
Well, and I'm not saying that you can't and you shouldn't in the future. I just feel like I don't know why your networking isn't in place for this right now. Why would that be?
Probably because I've kept a pretty low profile in that, or what I used to do for a living. It kind of was draining, and everything went on the back burner because of it.
Okay, because what they're telling me is you have to own it. You have to own it. In other words, you have to shout it from the rooftops. Until you do, it's not going to happen. Until you're willing to tell everybody that you are ready for this, it's almost like you have to heal yourself. Because you're saying you didn't want people to know because you didn't want to be drained by it, but isn't it more than that?
No. I mean, it's right now, like I'm basically still learning a particular modality, and that's why I'm kind of hesitant to jump in until I'm a little more sure of my usage of it.
Okay, is it Reiki or tapping or?
No, I'm actually studying to be a shaman.
I've
already got Reiki and all that underfoot,
yeah.
but shamanism is a totally different animal.
Oh, yeah, and it comes at it from such a different point of view, and it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We have a very good friend who's a shaman,
mm-hmm.
and Jessica and I, and I can tell you that he is, in a word, peace. Wouldn't you say he's peaceful?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Peter. And he's such a wonderful guy.
Yes, he has a good positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good positive energy.
But a lot of that came from his studies and living in the here and the now. But I still feel like there's a part of you that just hasn't. I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but you don't mind me saying it, I hope. There's a part of you that hasn't shouted it from the rooftops, and until you do, Catherine, you won't be able to heal in that way. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You have to...
And I relate the part about healing yourself. I mean, that's basically the fallout of the last job I gave up. It like I said, it was totally toxic for me, and it's like I have to regroup or get myself
yeah.
back after that.
Well, yeah, I'm getting it from Raphael, and Archangel Raphael is saying, I'm helping you, I'm healing you, and then you'll be able to help the physical challenges of others, because you are a healer like Raphael. And I feel that very strongly, and I'm sure that's not the first time you've heard those words, correct?
No. Like I've always known that was my calling, and maybe a pinch of, you know, teacher and whatever in that aspect as well.
Right. Okay. Now let me ask you another question, because I'm getting something else that I have to ask you about. You have somebody that that crossed over that's very close to you.
Yes.
May I bring that person forward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this person is telling you what you already know, there is no such thing as death. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm a little surprised, and also knowing about if it's who I think that you're connecting to, so.
Well, okay, this person says we're going to be together again, which is something you didn't expect.
Hmm.
And this person says, I have a new understanding now than I had before. Apparently, they were not able to be the kind of person that you wanted them to be when they were on this earth. So I don't know if we're talking about the same person.
No, is this someone I knew as a female or as a male?
I think you knew them as a male. The weird part is I'm getting both male and female energy from this person, and I'm a little confused by this. And so I'm going to say this, and I've never said this to anybody in my life, but were you involved or have a friend of somebody who either was transgender or confused about their sexuality?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because I'm getting somebody who has really strong male energy but also has a strong female energy. They're coming across as a male energy, really strong, but I feel like this is a person who was a little bit overwhelming in your life and had more of a female energy when you knew her. So I have to say this, and it's really weird. She's a little bit heavy set. And
so is this?
Go ahead.
So I was going to say, is this because I'm like the persons that I'm thinking at first when you were describing it, it sounded like my father, and I know he's still around me. And the other person that you described, because it was my mother, and they're both passed on, but they had kind of reverse roles. Like she was behaved male, but it was in a female body, and my father was more the female energy. So.
Well, okay. I think this is your mother and not your father.
Oh, okay.
Because I can tell you the other thing that I'm getting from her. Hold on a second. Hold on. Okay. I'm getting something in the chest area. Can I ask you what she passed away from?
Well, she had breast cancer, but I think
yeah,
it was heart failure that caused her death.
I would say that the cancer probably caused the heart failure because, as you know, what happens, I don't know if anyone ever, well, I'm sure you know how that works, but I'm getting it in the chest area, so that makes sense. That would be your mother. That's what I'm sensing. And this is your mom who's coming through. And it's so funny because I don't even know why she's saying this to me, and I'm trying to figure out what it is. She's saying life is sweeter than she realized it was. And I don't know if she felt like she had to always take the torch up for everybody because your father wasn't the strong person that he needed to be, or if she just felt like she had to be sometimes just the strong one. Do you know what I mean? But, like, that's what she's showing me. Like, she felt like she had to be a certain way, but she feels like she let you down in that respect, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because she was the firstborn of her family, so she was like, well, she was a Virgo zodiac sign, and she was like the mother of everybody else, and I was kind of the last experience of mothering.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense, but, you know, the weird thing that I'm getting from her is that she wished she had been softer, kinder. I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what she's showing me, and she's showing me that it's different. It's different on the other side. She says she has time to read to you now, and I don't know what that means. Did you feel like you missed out on that kind of mother-daughter bonding time?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, but part of what you're describing also explains my father, too, which is, like I said, I'm a little confused because my father also died from heart issues, too, so
okay.
I'm still not sure if you're bringing my father or my mother through.
I feel like it's your mother with male energy, which is weird. Who had the M as in Mary or something in their name? Who had an M in their name?
My family name has an M in it.
Okay.
Or like my father's name.
Okay, now that's not going to help.
but
who
as
had
far
a thing?
As first or second name, there was no M in either of their
okay.
names.
Okay, now that's okay. who had the O at the end of the name? Neither one of them?
Neither one of them.
Okay, because I'm getting almost like Danish, and I know you're not Danish, and I know no one's from Denmark or anything like that because you're obviously Canadian, but that's the weird thing that I'm getting is that, I don't know, that sounds weird. I don't know why I'm getting this. The big nose, this is weird, but I'm seeing the big, long, wide nose, and it reminds me of the people from Denmark, the way they dress their Santa Claus and Mrs. Santa Claus. And I don't know why they're showing me that. And I don't know if you can make any sense out of that, but I can only tell you what they show me and hope that somehow it makes sense to you. Who had the hanging timepiece?
Hanging timepiece. My mom did have a pendant watch, but that was something she'd bought later in life. I don't remember really utilizing it that much. So, unless you're talking about like a men's pocket watch, because Dad had a men's pocket watch.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about a hanging timepiece. They're showing me a hanging timepiece. So,
that sounds like a pocket watch.
Yeah, pocket watch makes sense. Who's in possession of that?
I'm not sure where it ended up after he passed. One of the grandchildren has it, or maybe one of my sisters has it. I'm not sure.
Who has the initials GW?
Nobody
looks
that
like
I know.
GW. Looks like I'm seeing a G and a W, or a G and a V.
Those initials don't connect.
They don't connect for you at all?
No, I mean,
okay.
The G sort of does, but I mean, that's like the shortened version of his, you know, given name.
Of who, your father?
No, of my brother-in-law, but it wouldn't
okay.
make sense that he would have it.
No, I don't think so. No, I'm looking at the watch, and I feel like something's engraved in it. Is there something engraved in the watch? Was there?
I don't remember. I haven't seen that pocket watch since I was a child.
Okay. Well, that's what it appears to. It's very scrolly, but to me it looks like a G and a V or a G and a W. That's what it looks like.
Engraving, I mean, it could be from the family name because his mother's last name had a W in it, so...
Okay.
I don't remember what, or I mean, I never examined the watch that close to find any engraving or anything on it, so that's a possibility.
All right. So you won't be able to validate that. Well, this is what I'm being shown to validate this visit. I can't tell if it's your mom or your dad, or your dad and your mom. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell you.
Yeah,
well,
I said because their
you.
Energies are crossed.
Yeah, it's like really weird, and they're just, but they are telling me they were open-minded. This is what they're showing me, an open-mindedness. So whoever one had the more open mind, that will be the thing that you will notice. So if neither of them had an open mind, then it's neither one of them.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, the best I can do at this point is just to tell you that they're there. You know, they're sending love. the thing I get from your, and I will say this, from the male part of the energy is know that I always loved you. The female part of the energy is almost saying, now, and this is kind of weird, that, you know, to make sure you keep doing things the way you're doing them. You're doing the right thing, in essence, the right thing. So I take that as that person was very, very strong. Had a very strong personality, a very strong attitude. So that's all I can tell you. I really don't have anything else to tell you but that, because I when I do a reading, I try to validate it by the information that the guides are giving me. But I feel like we can't, you know, they're showing me a pocket watch with initials. You don't know what was inscribed on the watch, so I can't validate that way.
All I can see, like, is a picture in my mind. I can see it. It's like a fairly big one with a, you know, couple inches wide diameter, and it had, you know, the wind up button on the top. Because
yeah.
I remember he used to, like, have it on a chain, and you know, and he would take it out of his pocket because of what he did for his living. He didn't like having a, like, one where you wear on your wrist.
Sure, that makes total sense. And who liked the lavender?
That would be probably my mom, because we did have lavender bushes on the property where I grew up.
Okay, so I'm thinking that this is a combination of the two energies coming across. And it's so odd, because usually I can identify each one very clearly, but everything they're showing me, it almost seems like it could be him or it could be her, or it could be her or it could be him.
They're composite.
Yeah, you know, it's weird, and even showing me, you know, the chest areas where that caused them to pass, and now that could be. But whose hand were you holding when they passed?
Well, I wasn't around my mom when she passed, only my father. So if that adds a clue who, which one it should be.
Yes, it does. It does. I believe it was your father then.
Because I was around my father when he passed, but I wasn't around my mom.
Okay. There you go. So it was, it is your dad, and that's probably why the female energy is so supportive, as opposed to the male energy that I'm getting from. It's the weirdest thing. I can't explain it. All I know is what I'm getting, and I can only tell you what I'm getting. I'm assuming it's your dad. And I don't know how else to validate it other than all the information I've already given you. I wish I could give you more.
Well, I know. He and I shared many lifetimes where he was my mother, too. So, I mean, maybe that's confusing to you as well.
Well, it could be. And the train. What's the deal with the train? Who liked trains, rode trains?
My maternal grandfather worked for the railway.
Ah, okay. So that's your maternal grandfather, though.
Mm-hmm.
Can it get any more confusing?
Like I said, they're intermeshed, so it's hard to discern which of the others.
Well,
like you said,
we
maybe it's
both. A mass of spirits coming that are giving me this, because the train is important as well. And the timepiece that they were showing me, the swinging timepiece. And I have to call it a timepiece, because that's how they're calling it, a timepiece. Not a watch, but a timepiece.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds weird, but that's what I'm getting. So you have a lot of people on the other side that are trying to connect with you. So know that you're greatly loved and appreciated here on this earth, and you will be accepted and loved and welcomed when it is your time to cross over, so you don't ever have to worry about that, okay?
Okay. I guess I still didn't answer my question, though, because I'm, like I said, I'm unemployed right now, and I'm kind of, I guess that's where am I antsy about, where am I?
And you
want to
hear the funny part is, like, they feel like that's the least of your concern. You'll be working within the next 3 months. You don't have to worry about that. Within 3 months, you will have a job that you'll be happy with, that you'll be making money at, and you will be happy.
Okay, yeah, to me that's not, it's more, I guess, the fear of the financial flow, if it's going to, because I have limited financial resources, but.
You will make it through by the skin of your teeth, but you will make it through. They're showing me this. You will make it through, okay?
Okay.
I wish I could give you more, hon. I think you've had a lot of visitors from the other side, And that's important. And I also think that you don't have to worry about employment. Within three, the number three, and maybe that's where the three was coming from.
Uh-huh.
Finally there, okay. Within 3 months, you'll have employment, okay? Mm-hmm. Within three. That means it could happen sooner than that. But they're saying within three.
Or is three maybe the month of March?
It could be the month of March, but they're showing me the number three. To me, we're January, February, March is the same thing. It's three,
mm-hmm.
three, you know, we're in January, so January, February, March, I feel is the same. So by March,
okay.
we'll be employed.
Okay. So just okay. do what I need to do now and not sweat it.
Don't freak out, but keep applying. Keep doing what you're doing because you
mm-hmm.
need that. And that's always the problem with the reading. You give a reading sometimes and people think, oh, well, then I don't have to keep applying for jobs. But in fact, if they stop, then that reading might change. So I want you to keep trying and applying for jobs, okay?
Okay. I'm not stopping. It's just I'm frustrated because I'm not getting any positive, you know, feedback from it, so.
Well, I think that there's one foot in front of the other, one day at a time, but like I said, within 3 months, you will be positively employed and happy. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Catherine. God bless, and thank you so much for calling in tonight, and good luck on your working towards your shaman. You know, that's
exciting.
Pretty cool. All righty. Take care and God bless. We'll be back in two.
Games, changes, and fears. When will they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that faith has brought us here. We should be together, babe, but we're not. I'll pay it off, but I'm dreaming of you. And I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling. I try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away and I stumble. Though I try to hide it, it's clear. My world follows when you are not there.
Yeah.
Nancy Gray, and I Try. I love that song.
I love that song, too.
It's kind of different and unusual. It's a good song. You know, I want to talk a little bit about, I talked at the beginning of the show about the happiness factor. If someone asked you on the street if you were happy, what would you say?
I would probably say, yes, I'm happy.
You're happy. And they say that a lot of times people struggle in their personal lives, and then their feelings of being positive, you know, start to decline.
Mm-hmm.
But there was actually a World Happiness Report done in 2013.
Oh, yeah?
Of all North American countries, yeah. And it says that people are less happy now than they were 5 years ago.
I wonder why that is.
Well, and they're saying that happiness, to some extent, through scientific research, has been determined that it is actually a choice. And then the next question is, how do you choose to be happy,
mm-hmm.
right? So one answer, they say, is kind of surprising. As it turns out, the more joyful we are that we realize, we sometimes don't realize the things that are right in front of us. So there are 14 ways to recognize that you're joyful.
Okay.
That makes sense. It says you want others to share in your happiness, whether it's paying someone a compliment or performing a random act of kindness. When you're really happy and you want others to be happy too, this raises your happiness yourself, which makes a lot of sense.
That makes sense.
Because making other people feel good makes you feel good. Now, as we were just talking about that a little bit.
Right.
The other is don't sweat the small stuff. If you missed the train or you spilled your coffee, don't let it bother you. If focusing on what's important is not obsessing over minor annoyances or priority issues, it may be a sign that you're in a good place. So
right.
Do you focus on the small stuff or the big stuff?
No, I don't think – I try not to focus on the small stuff.
I think you're
stuff.
Really good at not focusing on
– I'd go insane if I,
well,
if I thought about the small stuff.
But they actually say people who don't focus on the small stuff and only on the big stuff tend
right.
to be happier. But even more than that, even the big stuff – you can't focus on it because it just brings negativity and puts the emphasis of negativity into your life for the entire day. They say happy people don't deny that there are peaks and valleys in life, but concentrating on what goes right instead of what goes wrong
right.
Can set yourself up for long-term contentment and greater resilience.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, then they talk about appreciating the little things. Nothing is greater than hearing your favorite song come on the radio or some birds chirping,
uh-huh.
which is absolutely, I love to listen to the birds in the morning. And it says the little things in life is what contentment is composed of. So they're saying if you have what they call a practice gratitude guide, so keep a journal of the things that make you happy each day. The little things that you take for granted that you
mm-hmm.
maybe don't think about. For me, I know I love the smell of a fresh cut lawn. I love looking at a big oak tree. I just love it.
I love trees too, yeah.
When I drive down a street, a lot of times I'll take different streets just because I know they have prettier trees that I really like.
Well,
the big
oak tree. Well,
that makes sense. And that makes me happy. So if I was keeping a happiness journal that day, I would write that in my journal. I would write down that the birds were exceptionally loud this morning, and they were.
Mm-hmm.
They were exceptionally loud the other day, but that's because a bird was caught in my lanai. So I was sitting.
That was not a happy sound.
It was early in the morning, and I don't wake like that. You
mm-hmm.
know, I'm one of these people. I'm an hour waker, so it's two cups of coffee, and,
right.
and just kind of. And so I was sitting on the couch, being a human vegetable. I think broccoli. and I heard this chirping. I'm like, that is almost like. Way too loud. So I got up and I looked out the slider and there
mm-hmm.
was a bird in the lanai and I was like, uh-oh.
Flying around.
So I had to wait for it to fly away from the door because, you know, I am broccoli, so it would get caught in my hair. So what I did is I as soon as he was, like, on the other side, I kept that one screen door open and he eventually flew out.
Oh, that's good.
Either that or my dog ate him, but I'm pretty sure he flew out. No, he flew out.
Instead of smashing into your sliding glass door.
Well, that was my fear.
Which is birds always do that stuff.
Well, that's because if you have a sliding glass door and a window that you can see through
right.
to the front of the house, they think they can just fly.
Mm-hmm.
So I made sure that the front blinds were all, because otherwise he would have flown into the kitchen windows, you know.
Well, that's true.
But there were no blinds up, so it was okay, so he didn't, you know. But you have to appreciate the little things in life. And they say keep a journal because when you start writing all the little things, I love my first cup of coffee in the morning.
Oh, me too.
Right?
You know what? You know what's really enjoyable too?
What?
And this is probably the dog part of me. I love the breeze.
Really?
You know, standing outside when
yes,
the wind blows.
Yes, and then that nice breeze.
I love the wind blowing. No, not even just a breeze. I love the wind blowing really strong.
Really?
Like your hair blows all over the place.
You love the ocean, too. But that, okay, that's interesting because that's where you get a lot of breeze,
yeah,
too, at the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, that would be something that you would put in your gratitude.
Right.
Things that you're grateful for.
Because I do think about that when I, like if I take the dog out at night, and it's usually very breezy at night before
think,
I go to bed.
Oh, this is so
I
nice.
Do, I love it. But you know what? The dog loves it, too, because she sits there and she just looks so
content. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
content. See, that's interesting. I mean, I know exactly what you mean because we were out walking the dog one night and a breeze came. I'm like, oh, this is so nice.
It just, it feels nice,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it feels like life is breathing
yes.
into you instead
mm-hmm.
of you breathing. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know. It's pretty cool. So, okay, these are great examples. Wind or breeze and birds and cut lawns and trees, things that bring you joy.
Well, I think nature as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, water, any kind of water, ocean.
Or even a lake. You know,
yeah.
you drive by some of those bodies of water and then you see the reflection of the trees in the water and you think, how beautiful.
Yeah.
Now,
well, it makes you feel peaceful.
It does. So people should write these down. So keep a gratitude journal. So you can see all the things that you're grateful for. And I know that sounds like a silly thing, like why would I bother if I'm already grateful for them?
Mm-hmm.
But we forget when we're in that like what I call the valley of happiness. Sometimes you need to remember what it is that you appreciate so much,
yeah.
you know, because it's kind of like people who sometimes diet and they have the perfect way to diet and everything's going great. Then years later, they're like, now what was that diet? I ate that combination of food.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people that, and you can't remember what it was that worked so well
mm-hmm.
for you. You keep this and then you'll remember what it is. So appreciate the little thing. The other thing that they talk about is being proud of other people's successes. And this is something that's really important because I know my husband's from Germany, and he says in Germany, and no, nothing against Germans, please don't take this wrong, and it's okay to disagree, but he said people have more of a tendency to be jealous of other people's success there.
Oh, really?
And he said in America, people just seem so genuinely happy for another person.
Because
when
you should be happy for other people.
And I think that's good, and that's what they say. It says when you bask in the success of others, you're celebrating their victories, and it kind of creates a bit of good karma in the form of maintaining your own sunny outlook, and it will pay off for you when other people are happy for your happiness.
Right.
So in a way, it's kind of a give and take. One hand washes the other. The other is living in the moment, which to me is a little bit, you know, kind of like, you know, taking, you know, not obsessing over the small things. To me, that means living in the moment. But they say happy people know that living in the here and now is the key to perpetuating a positive disposition. Now, that does mean that you can't fear. You can't have fear.
Because you're only living in the moment now.
Right, because I can't. Okay, so a lot of the callers tonight, and I know a lot of you are still on the line, I want to say this to you. If you fear that you're not going to get a job, but you have a roof over your head, food on the table, and enough heating oil to heat your house right now, you don't have to fear.
Right.
You're living in the here and now, so it's going to be okay.
Right.
Right? But if you start thinking about next week, the month after, and
mm-hmm.
you start to worry, that's when you start to have stress and anxiety, and you're not happy. So if you're good now, live in the here and now.
Right.
And I know that's easy to say, much easier to say than to do.
Well, but that's the best way to handle that kind of stress.
Well,
why look to the future? Because right now, you know, things
right.
are okay right now, and better to think about the now.
Yeah.
Believe me, I have always done that.
And you've always been very good at that. Better at it than I am, actually.
Yeah.
I think, you know,
well, I think you grow up a certain way.
Yeah.
You have to appreciate the now because
right.
the rest of it kind of sucks.
Yeah. Well, you had a...
You know
you had,
what I mean.
I know exactly, yes. And so I do understand that. And I think it's very easy for a person's mind to stray away from the present. But to really be happy, we need to be completely immersed and focused in the now. And every mom out there knows exactly what I'm talking about. Because how many times have we been talking to our children and they say, Mom, you're not focusing.
Uh-huh.
You're not really listening to
You're
me.
Not listening. I hear
yeah.
that all the
We've
time.
We've all had that because, you know, as our children's talking to us and you don't mean for your mind to stray.
Right.
So if you can't do it for yourself, do it for your children.
Right.
And learn how to focus your mind. The other thing, one of the other tidbits or keys to being happy or having happiness in your life all the time is you're in a healthy relationship and not just with your significant other. It says, as a happy individual, you know that people, not things, are the true keys to a joyful existence, but physical and emotional intimacy are both important contributors when it comes to maintaining overall happiness. Now, the Journal of Research and Personality, in a 2012 study, researchers found that marriage can protect against the normal declines in happiness levels that occur, you know, during
mm-hmm.
our lifetime. But you're also deeply aware that not only is it a critical component to building a happy life, but making sure you have an extended social circle so you open yourself up for more joy, especially as you get older. They say, according to this study, being surrounded by a larger social scale of people, or a larger social circle, not social scale, social circle, during midlife has a positive impact on your psychological well-being. By keeping healthy, interactive relationships with friends and significant others, you're making a large contribution to your overall happiness, which I think is kind of interesting. So they're saying you need to keep, because I think a lot of times as people get older and maybe there's them and their spouse, you know, their kids grow up, move out, then, you know, they're getting older, they're slowing
mm-hmm.
down, and they tend to live in a bubble.
Right.
You know? And I see this with a lot of young people today, too. They're happy, they're safe at home.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to leave their protective little bubble, because the truth is they say they're happy being at home, they like the peace and quiet.
Right.
But really, they're just fearful
right.
of what
exploring the world.
Yeah, exactly, because mm-hmm. what if the world doesn't want them?
Right.
And again, that's living not in the here and now,
right.
living in fear. So that makes a lot of sense. And then it says when something is stressing you out, you have to know how to calm down. So this is, I think, always one of the hardest things, you know. Keeping stress at a minimum, obviously, is the key to happier life. And if you're really happy, chances are you've found some stress-relieving techniques. I'm going to tell you, I get a lot of calls from people who say to me, I'm not sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they wake up, or before they go to bed, the problems keep going around
right.
and around and around. And I actually recommended this to some people. Most everyone has a smartphone now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can literally go to YouTube, and you can type in on YouTube, you can type in, like, stress relief meditation.
Okay.
Or anxiety relief, or sleep-inducing meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And they have them anywhere from 7 to 45 minutes.
Hmm.
And you put on it, maybe your earbuds, and fall asleep to it.
It's just relaxing music.
Because it forces your mind to not focus on your problems.
And you're thinking about
something
else.
Around in your head.
That makes sense.
And next thing you know, you fall asleep. And I know some people wake up in the middle of the night, and they get that pounding heart thing
mm-hmm.
where they feel like, you know, it's not an anxiety attack or a panic attack. It's just they start to get overwhelmed by thinking about their problems, either their kids or their spouses or their jobs or their lack of jobs.
Right.
And so, you know, before you go to bed, make sure you have it saved or have it, you know, queued up. So if you wake up and you're getting that pounding, hit the thing, hit that on your phone and start doing some deep breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. And that'll make, you know, that'll really, it's they say practicing meditation or spending a chunk of time exercising each day not only lowers your stress levels, but also gives you more positive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So meditation's the key. So if you wake up that way, just play it. You have it on your phone, too, you know.
I know.
Know. Or if you have an iPad or you have a Nook or
Kindle.
Any of
mm-hmm.
those things. Okay. This is one they say, have you gotten your influenza shot? Happy people
no.
know that money isn't the influencer of life. In fact, after a certain point, it may even hurt their well-being. Recent data has suggested that people who pursue material goods as opposed to the pursuit of emotional fulfillment
mm-hmm.
Tend to be less satisfied and express fewer positive emotions each day. Instead of seeking the latest gadget in the store, you're seeking other things like good relationships, and you have a high positive attitude. So that's because they're talking about things that make you happy.
Right.
So that's what you're doing. You're searching those things out. And that makes sense again. You know, it's as you get older and wiser, you realize it's not about the money. It's about the people in your life. You know,
right.
you can have all the money and nobody to deal with, and you're very bored.
Oh, my
you know?
Gosh, yeah.
That would not be good. I have to tell you something. Well, I'll tell you about this later. I have to finish this first. And I see my mind goes, little ADHD. You have a sister. They didn't say it that way, but I pronounced it. A sister. You may think of your little sister as the key to your happiness or your older sister as an optimistic influence, but research conducted by the University of Ulster suggests otherwise. Listen to this. The 2011 findings showed that having at least one female sibling made both young men and women more able to communicate effectively and maintain positive emotions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, you know.
And what if you don't have any female siblings?
It says either an older sister or a younger sister.
Right, so it has to be a female sister.
Well, an older brother or sister, it goes on to say. So it says here, you may not think of your little sister as the key to your happiness or your older sister as an optimistic influence, but research study shows otherwise. Findings showed that having at least one female sibling made both young men... Oh, you have to have a female sibling.
Female sibling.
You were right, yeah.
My daughter does not have a female sibling.
Huh.
She only has male siblings.
That stinks.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Too bad for her, right?
I think you need to adopt one. I think you need
yeah,
to adopt another.
Happen.
I think you need to have another child.
Yeah, I think it's a little beyond that.
I don't think so. I think there've been medical. You could possibly
medical miracles.
Can you imagine?
No.
No, I couldn't either. No. Okay. You know what? She has the dog. That's her sister. We'll go that way. Okay. Making new friends seems to come easy for you. If you're happy, making new friends usually does come easy for you. But they think it's important to surround yourself with people. If you can increase the likelihood by 15% if you surround yourself by people that you like.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. You've reached a goal and you have more you want to accomplish. If you're really happy, chances are your feelings have been reinforced by obtaining goals you've set for yourself. And they say that, again, Journal of Consumer Research found that those who set themselves up for higher goals tend to be more satisfied with their lives than those who have lower expectations.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny. Now, this is amazing. Where do you hear this one? Okay. You say cheese. Okay, I'm thinking.
I love cheese. Does cheese make you happy?
See, I went to the food, too. Can you? But listen to this. Can your yearbook photo offer insight into your happiness? Possibly. According to DePaul University study, adults who fashioned big grins in their school photos were actually less likely to be unhappily divorced decades later. The explanation with the most support is that people who smile in their photographs have a more positive disposition and more extensive social network. When life throws us the inevitable curveballs, those with a positive emotional disposition and strong social support tend to thrive.
Interesting. I smiled in my yearbook photos.
I smiled in my yearbook photos and thought...
Because they don't give you a choice. They say, smile.
I know, and you smile. Or you're like, you know, adjusting your hair ribbon and then, you know...
Yeah.
Because we wore hair ribbons.
I didn't.
Okay. No, of course not. No, I didn't. No.
Did you wear hair ribbons? You were one of those girls?
No, I actually knit. My mother made me have short hair until I got high school, and I said, you are not putting that bowl on my head again. Because she used to put a bowl on my head.
Aww.
And cut around it. I looked like a monk. I used to go to school looking like a monk. It was terrible. It really was not good. It was the most unflattering.
Well, okay, you had the bowl. I had the bangs that were a complete angle.
Our moms tried, didn't they? I'm not kidding. My mother had one bowl that she used to mix the dough in, like
uh-huh.
when she made cookies. It was white inside. It was ceramic with a yellow outside. And that's the bowl she put on my head. She cut all around it and said, okay, go to school now.
But she didn't do that to your sister.
No, she let my sister have long hair, which made me think my mother really hated me. She didn't. I always had really thick hair.
Yeah.
And it was really difficult to manage, and so she thought that was the best way to handle
it. The bowl look. You know, the page boy was very popular back then.
Yes, that's what they called it. And by the way, I have to tell you, someone else who had that similar hairstyle, you'll get a kick out of it. My friend who just had a baby, her mom showed me some pictures, and she had the same haircut.
Oh,
and I just
really?
Cracked up. Yeah, but that was great. We all had to suffer through it. But when I hit high school, I told my mom, you're not coming near me with that bowl. And then my hair was very long, so I was happy. I had the Farrah Fawcett hair. Do you remember?
I had every hairstyle, the Dorothy Hamill.
I remember. You
mm-hmm.
always had the Dorothy
Hamill. I had the Dorothy Hamill for a long time.
You kind of still have it.
No, I do not.
No, you do not have Dorothy, but you did. I remember you had Dorothy. Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But I had it during the time that it was popular.
Well, and I think that's it. You know, as you get older, you can choose your hairstyle, but you want something that makes you happy. And
well, you want something
we were
that
happy because we both smiled in our yearbook photos.
See?
We were happy people. I was always happy. Were you in your yearbook a lot, like with pictures and stuff?
I was in sports and stuff.
Yeah,
so
me
yeah.
too. It's always like you always want to get in there as many times as you can. You know,
I don't awesome. Really think I thought about that.
Really?
I wasn't one to really be right in the front of things.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite, I think. But I don't think of my. I'm very shy, as you know. I am very shy.
Oh yes, you're so shy. You say that. I think you have no concept of your shy level, because you're not shy in any way.
I used to be.
Okay, well, you're not anymore.
I couldn't talk. I couldn't get words out.
What was that?
I have a daughter who's going through that. Because I was so, I don't know, insecure, maybe.
Well, I met you when you were, how old were you? I was 19, so you were 18.
I was probably 12 then.
You were 18.
I was 18, yes.
And you were quite able to talk to everyone.
Was it really?
Oh, yeah.
When I was 15, I could not. And my dad sat me down and told me I had to pretend I was somebody else. He said, if you pretend you're somebody who's not shy, he said, and pretend long enough, eventually you'll become that person. So picked somebody in school who was very outgoing,
mm-hmm.
and I pretended that I had their personality. And
that's
I used
a good
to try
idea.
To project that. And after a while, then I'd, yeah,
it worked,
I
huh?
did, yeah, because I'm not shy, let's face it, not now. But
no,
I
you're not.
I couldn't get, I'd go to speak, and my voice would go, and I couldn't even, it was terrible. Do you know, when it came to public speaking, I couldn't get up in front of a group.
Really?
Could not, I mean, I would throw up. I could not.
Wow.
Life changes.
Life changes. I never liked that, and I still don't like it.
It's still not fun, but now I can easily do it.
Yeah.
I could before I would, you know. But anyway, the last and final thing on the list is there's nothing keeping you tossing and turning at night. You may not think that you're feeling content, but if you're not tossing and turning, it may be a sign that you're living a life of happiness. A 2013 Cornell University study, there's a school we've all heard of,
mm-hmm.
finally, found that those who have consistent positive emotions tend to get a better night's sleep. Researchers studied 100 participants and found that those whose reactions to the varying life's daily ups and downs tend to suffer in sleep quality compared to those who have stable and optimistic attitudes. So, the key is, don't let life get you down. If
right.
you've got food on the table, a roof over your head, and you're warm tonight, don't worry about tomorrow. You
right.
know, just keep plodding ahead, because all that stress and worry is taking the joy, the zen out of your life.
Well, and it does affect your sleep, and it's easier to not worry about it, because, you know, worrying about it, is it going to change anything? No.
It's really not. And you know what? Let's face it. Life can throw so many curveballs at you. Appreciate what you have. So what did we learn today? Gratitude journal, right?
Yes.
And we talked about the different things that Jessica and I take for granted that we really love.
Right.
Yeah. I like the car windows down, too. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, no, I don't really like that because then it blows my hair around.
See,
I like a natural breeze, not a forced breeze.
I love, okay, people are going to think I am the weirdest person in the world. I'm about to reveal something.
Why? You stick your head out like a dog and let your tongue flap around?
I have a very sensitive nose. So does my oldest daughter.
Okay.
Like, we call her Snuffleupagus because she, you know, I could have been out with a friend of mine that day and she'll say, oh, you saw so-and-so today. How did it, because she could smell that person's scent was in the, like if we drove somewhere and
really?
For lunch or something, yeah.
Huh.
She'll say, oh, did you see so-and-so? Or she'll say, oh, did daddy come home for lunch? How did you know that? I could smell his cologne.
Oh, wow.
And she could, he had it in the morning.
Some people are very scent-oriented.
So I like to drive around with the windows open, especially in the evening.
And smell
because
people?
I could tell you who's doing their laundry, what they're cooking for dinner.
Oh, that's funny.
So I always kind of like that, you know.
You're like
so
a scent stalker.
I'm like a, what do you call those, basset hounds? I'm like a basset hound, but they're cute. So anyway, I like dogs, and I'm very furry, so see?
There you go.
There you go.
You can smell
I'm just making myself sound so attractive.
You're digging yourself into this giant hole.
I do that. Do you notice I can't shut up? We were talking about that the other day.
You talk a lot.
No, besides that, okay, you know when you're with somebody
mm-hmm.
that you don't really, you enjoy them, but you're like really don't want to hang out with them a whole lot.
Right.
And my daughter's like, what is wrong with you, Mom? What? Remember that happened
yes.
several months
mm-hmm.
ago? Because we were with a mutual friend of ours, and we all went out as a group, and she lives a couple of hours away, and and I just kept inviting her to do, and I don't know what happened.
Yeah, as everyone's going,
shut up. I'm like, okay, I will not invite, you know. And she has a really sweet daughter that's much younger than everyone else, and we like to bring her along, and she's delightful, but her mom's kind of annoying. And I mean, she's a nice person, but, you know,
she is very nice.
The group doesn't like her as a whole. Too much of her is way too much of her.
Right.
But I don't know what happens. Like, when we all go, we're done
with
that event.
It's called
diarrhea
of the mouth.
Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Well, I'm doing this. You want to come? And everybody looked at me with daggers.
Yeah.
And by the third time, it was coming out of my mouth like diarrhea. And I'm like, what is wrong with me?
You couldn't control yourself.
I have to be really careful of that now. I'm trying to be more cautious of what I say. I'm working on it. In any event, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. We've had a really good time. We are going to be back now every Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And we are going to have a good show every Wednesday night. We'll be taking callers. We did a lot of calls in the beginning of the show, and we're always going to have a topic for the show, too, because we think it's important that not only should we enjoy the show and enjoy doing the readings for people and them getting benefits from that, but also we want to always have a topic because it's an opportunity to learn. An opportunity to learn is always a wonderful thing.
Oh, absolutely,
you know?
And I think it makes the show all the more interesting.
I think so, too. So join us next week right here on the Christian Psychic Cafe. We'll be back at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will be announcing something new, a new program we're going to be starting next week. It's going to be kind of fun, kind of interesting, and kind of exciting. So we'll talk about that next week, and in the meantime, have a really good week, and be safe. Thanks so much. Take care. God bless.